Oh, yeah, no, it's me. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. He's taking the day off. It's a holiday weekend. But we have got a lot to get to. You do not want to miss today's show. We'll get to Jon Stewart, who was caught overvaluing his apartment in a transaction. A lot to get to today. I have never hated Joe Biden more than I do right now. And this is not political. This is personal. He's in the neighborhood. He has got the traffic all screwed up, this whole neighborhood, because he's here right now. They got barricades everywhere. Nobody can move. Two blocks that way, they got the greatest bakery. I'm trying to go there today. You're not allowed on that side street. It's closed. Everything is closed. Joe Biden has come to New York for a big fundraiser tonight, Radio City Music Hall, the legendary venue. It'll take place there, but that's at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, as we speak, he's right down there, a couple blocks that way, at a hotel where they're having a fundraiser. What it is, there's actually a couple of these between now and that 8 o'clock show. These are the big donors, the mega donors. And when you give that much money, he comes to your house. He'll come to your apartment. You invite 50 of your friends, sometimes 75. I mean, these guys have apartments where they can have 75 people. They're paying $100,000 a person. Part of the deal is you get to take a picture with Joe Biden. You get a little meet and greet. And you get a picture that you can put on your wall. You know, when you go to these big donors' houses, as soon as you walk in, there's a picture of them with 6 different presidents, 12 different senators, 19 different governors. This is what they use to show off with. And if you're the big donor throwing the event, why, well, you've got a picture of the president right there in your living room. So this will go on for a couple of hours. Then he heads over to Radio City Music Hall. That's 6,000 seats. And it's going to be 3 presidents on the stage. Now, the reason for this, they're charging a fortune. The cheapest ticket way in the back is $200. Up front, top tickets, hang on, $500,000 a ticket. $500,000 a ticket. Now, for that, you get the meet and greet. You get to come to a private room in Radio City backstage, and you get to meet Joe Biden. I have met Joe Biden many times. It's exciting because when you say something to him, he looks at you and he says, and you spend the rest of your life trying to figure out, what the hell did he say to me? You can't even understand it or hear it. You don't know what he said. And as you leave, everybody goes, what'd he say? I don't know. I couldn't hear him. I don't know what he said. So now it's going to be 3 presidents. The reason for this is if you just had Joe Biden alone on stage, can you imagine him trying to fill 2 hours on stage? Can you imagine trying to listen to this incoherent mumbling for 2 hours? So with him, it's going to be Bill Clinton, great orator, very articulate, incredible storyteller, and Barack Obama, nobody smoother, slicker, articulate. So these two guys will carry the night. They will do all the talking. Now, the moderator for this, these three are going to be on stage, these three presidents, and the moderator will be Stephen Colbert. I mean, obviously, listen, he's a very, very slanted, biased comedian on that stupid late night show. But this is like over the top what you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to actually go work for the campaign. Colbert will be working for the campaign, hosting the fundraiser tonight, being the MC of all of that. Now, they're expected to make today $25 million between the Radio City thing and these couple of apartments he's running around with, these donor apartments he's visiting. So he'll leave New York with $25 million in cash. And then he'll tell you about how bad the rich are. He'll tell you how awful they are. Why can't they pay their fair share? Why can't the rich pay their taxes? He says this as his own family is being charged with tax evasion. But this will be the hypocrisy is just nuclear level. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, while he's doing that, Donald Trump has gone to Long Island to be at the wake of this slain cop. Now, think about this story. This is an unbelievable story. As you know, that defund the police and hate the police and let all the criminals out of jail and these crazy district attorneys. We got one of them here in New York, lets the criminals out, leads to the biggest crime wave. Terrible stuff. This was the most awful story of this cop slain. Now, what happened is the criminal killed the cop. That's why you're not hearing about it on the nightly news. That's why it's not on the networks. That's why it's not on CNN or MSNBC. That's why it won't be on the Sunday shows. If it had been the other way around, if the cop had shot the criminal in the car, you'd be seeing this video day and night. The body cam footage would be running constantly on CNN or MSNBC. But because it was the other way around, the media ignoring it. Now, this is what happens when you have crazy Democratic rule in a city. It's not just New York. There are 26 of these district attorneys funded by George Soros, put in by the Democrats, just like the one in New York. He actually lets the most dangerous criminals out. This is how Laken Riley got killed. This is how many people have been killed, robbed, raped, shoved into a subway, because this district attorney lets them out. First day in office, he put out a big memo. We will not seek carceral sentences. That means we won't put anybody in jail. Now, think about this situation with this cop. There's a car idling with looks suspicious. Two guys are sitting in it. The cops approach. The two guys in the car, both of them, career criminals with multiple felonies. The one that shot had 21 priors on his record. And just recently here in New York, he was arrested on a gun charge. They let him out. They didn't put him in jail. They let him go. Remember that old three strikes and you're out law they used to have? What happened to that? This is 21 priors and a lifetime in and out of prison and 21 priors. Gun charge, they let him go. They let him go. Same thing with the other guy. So the cops approached. One of these criminals shot the cop, hero cop. Even after being shot, he still tried to wrestle the gun away, and he managed to stop the guy from shooting the other cop. So it's a horrible, horrible tragedy. Young cop, 3-4 years on the force, got a 1-year-old child. The funeral is Saturday. The wake was today. So the family has been talking to Donald Trump. He's been talking to him on the phone every day. I'm not supposed to mention this, but I think he's also helped them out financially. We're not supposed to mention that. But he doesn't want credit for that. But hey, and I also hear Dave Portnoy just raised $1.5 million for the cop and his family. So, and a lot of people are contributing. There's a bunch of funds. But Trump came to Long Island, Massapequa, for the wake. He was there. This is while Biden is in a multi-billionaire donor's apartment collecting money. Now, the family and it's more the police. The mayor of New York, who's caught in the middle here. He's a former cop. He would like to go after all the criminals, but he's a Democrat, so he has to go along with this no bail, no jail nonsense. But he was there. Trump greeted him. And the police commissioner is a good guy, Eddie Caban, the New York police commissioner. He's as handcuffed as the rest of the police. So Trump goes out there. The family asked all of these Democratic officials, city council, the legislators who passed this no bail, no jail, the awful district attorney lets the criminals, they asked him to stay away from this wake. Don't come anywhere near it. Now, I'm just warning you, starting tonight and tomorrow, you're going to see all the left-wing media and the networks and MSNBC and CNN. They're going to go after Trump, saying why he tried to politicize the death of this policeman, tried to politicize it. Yes, absolutely. He was asked to by the family. By the way, it was the family that asked him if he could come to the wake. They would like this politicized. They would like this cop's death to become the turning point where we start to turn this around. They want as much attention on this so some good could come out of this, where and hopefully other people will join in with Donald Trump and support this family and start talking about it. Hey, I'll play you what happened. He was at the wake. You also hear about Bruce Blakeman. He's the county executive in Nassau County. Good guy. Good guy. This is a common sense guy. He runs Nassau County, but he's pro-police, not a sanctuary city. He's good. So Trump goes to the wake and comes out, and you could tell he was really moved by this. No reason for the most senseless death of this cop. Here's Donald Trump coming out of the wake.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank Bruce and all of the people that have worked so hard to make this area beautiful and safe. And this is what happened, is such a sad, sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often. And we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug. And the person in the car with him was arrested many times. and they don't learn because they don't respect. They're not given the respect. The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will... You'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often. It's an honor to be here. And again, I want to just thank all of you folks for allowing this. And Bruce, thank you. Bruce has been a friend of mine for a long time. He's done an incredible job out here. But this is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, and it's an honor for me to be here. This is a great family, the Diller family. I met the friends, and I met every one of them inside, and these are just incredible people that are just devastated. They're devastated. They've got a tough road. It's going to be a very tough road. So thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and hopefully he keeps the spotlight on this. This is very important. This is the story that should change everything. You know, we have this crazy district attorney who doesn't believe in locking up criminals. He lets them all loose. That's how this poor cop got killed, this hero cop. It's the governor's fault, Governor Hochul. The district attorneys all work for her. She can remove one at any time. About 2 years ago when she came in, they asked her to remove this guy, and she decided to keep him. So she has blame for this cop's death. You know, DeSantis had one of these crazy district attorneys in Florida. He removed him, put in a real DA, and problem solved. This is also Joe Biden's fault. He's the head of the Democratic Party. He's the president. If he called up this governor and if he called up this district attorney and said, as the head of the Democratic Party, I'm telling you to stop this. This is, if you want any future in this party, you know, you kind of threaten him a little, but Biden looking the other way on this, and that's why this happens. A horrible situation. Anyway, we've got lots to talk about. That weasel, John Stewart, got caught inflating the value of his apartment in a transaction by 800%. Hey, I'll give you some details of that Trump apartment price and why it's not wrong. Anyway, it's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. I'm normally on our big flagship, WOR, here in New York. Follow me on Instagram. I need more Instagram followers. It's Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. I tell you to follow me on Twitter, but I'm still shadow banned. It's also still shadow banned. And also, of course, check out Hannity.com and watch Hannity tonight on the Fox News channel. Hey, we'll take some calls in just a moment.